Good morning. How are you doing, guys? We are the documentary slash art group, and our film is Django, directed and produced by Quentin Tarantino. Django is a film where a slave, who's played by Jamie Foxx, finds himself accompanying an unorthodox German bounty hunter, who is played by Christoph Waltz. And in the film, he is Dr. Schultz. And they are both on a mission to capture the Brittle brothers. They were successful in killing the Brittle brothers. And as a result of this, Dr. Schultz frees Django. And they fight the South's most wanted criminals. Their travels take them to Calvin, who is played by Leonardo DiCaprio. His plantation, where Django's wife is still a slave. My name is Ibrahim Hirsi. And my major is economics.
My name is Malak Maslah, and my major is law and society.
My name is Joseph Naji, and my major is police science.
All right. So our film question is, does the film have a fair and realistic depiction of slavery? And we chose this film because, or we chose this question, excuse me, because we wanted to make this podcast interesting by having a variety of answers. And we also felt like we could use this question to compare it to other films, including 12 Years a Slave. So now we're going to have Malak. She's going to have the first film critique, and she's also going to answer the question.
So I kind of directly answered it at first. So I was going to say, no, Django is not a pragmatic depiction of slavery, and nor is it a movie message. So we've seen time and time again, Hollywood has always had issues with telling stories about slavery. Django Unchained seemed like a brutal fantasization of enslavement, with the comedy and overemphasized action and category mocking as insulting. We see one scene where the KKK members complain about their uniform and how they can't see. So it was kind of like a comic relief. This is categorized as a spaghetti western with subgenres of blaxploitation and revenge-sploitation, and introduces the narrative of a western slave vengeance. Watching the film, it felt like it was a satirical rendering rather than an exact illustration. This is a repetitive stylistic behavior in Tarantino's films. We've seen it in Jackie Brown, The Hateful Eight. The savagery and excessive violence resembled a horror film rather than an actual drama. It was also like very cartoonish portrayal of slavery. We hear like whip cracking sounds and just sound effects that just resembled cartoons. This film sparked a lot of controversy, and Tarantino's problematic films, it's something we see time and time again, and the excessive use of the N-word. And that's where my answer was kind of going towards, and why other directors such as Spike Lee, which I'll get into later, found this movie very offensive. So that's a brief answer.
Okay, now we're going to have Joe. He's going to explain his critique on the film. He's going to answer the question.
I also have like a direct answer like Malak did. I do not believe that this film was a... I don't believe the film...
Doesn't have a fair...
was a fair depiction of slavery. Right. But I don't necessarily believe that, like, it's something Tarantino, like, did wrong or, like, could have prevented. Because, like, I don't think you really can depict slavery fairly, like, regardless of who you are. Because nobody in today's society, like, has been through anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say it even was, like, a black director. I don't think they'd be able to, like, depict slavery in a fair way because, like, they didn't go through. So, like, yes, they're subject to, like, lots of racism in the world we live in, but they're not gonna be able to depict slavery because they haven't been through something as like to the extent of that. So like with Tarantino, like the whole criticism he gets, I don't think it's like totally fair, but like I understand where it's coming from, which is why I don't think like you can depict slavery in a film because no one today has been through something to the extent of slavery.
You know, I would partially agree with that, but just based on like what I read and what I've seen is that Django, like I was mentioned before, received criticism from Spike Lee. But so according to Hollywood Reporter, black people made up 42% of the audience for this particular film. Since then, it's fallen to 30%. So that's a drastic 12% decline. And it just kind of just validates that the film wasn't presenting respectable homage to and for the black community. Like films like 12 Years a Slave, which we'll introduce later on, it is a dramatized film about slavery, but somehow the two are entirely different. One seems like revenge fantasy, which it is, and the other one is kind of just like a serious portrayal of slavery, and it just felt more serious. And we learned about Spike Lee too, and how we watched the Black Klansman on the topic of blaxploitation. So for a Black American director to find that offensive, and you know, Tarantino's a white man, it's kind of, can he really speak on the issue? Do you get what I mean?
Like, I hear
that's
what you're saying,
that's yeah. It also feeds into the narrative of like the white savior, you know,
right.
A white man, we're you know, talking about something kind of like, well, I wrote it somewhere here, 1 second. It's kind of like they see no fault in it, so they want to talk about it,
right.
Just so they don't feel like, you get what I'm saying, like, so right. They don't have a fault in
right,
it,
right,
is why
right.
they why yeah. they direct and why they produce these films, but he didn't even do it adequately, I believe. We can relate it to social movements today. We have injustices in our prison system. That is something that we could relate it to. According to Harold Ta of Seattle Times, 40% of U.S. prisoners are African-American men. So we just see industrialized and racism in the system, but it still compares to the enslavement of African-Americans and Black people in the film. So it's no different. They're still in chains, right? Also, I found what interesting is that this film received five Golden Globe nominations. Christopher Waltz, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Quentin Tarantino 3 times was nominated. But not one person of color was nominated for the film. And there was 15 listed Black actors. That's not mentioning the uncredited ones.
Right.
So that's an issue, right? The whole film, you know, without the black actors, it wouldn't be.
Without Jamie Foxx, it wouldn't be what it was, right?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx yeah. wasn't even nominated. Can we talk about that? Right. And he was praised for the scene of that we're going to play later. I Like the Way You Die. But somehow it's just the three white actors that.
Well, I actually have a question for you, Malak.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of who the director is, can you really, like, could it really be a fair depiction of slavery, like, regardless of who it is? Because, like, I don't understand, like, how it could be fair. Like,
it doesn't have to be necessarily fair.
Like, a fair depiction.
But it could be.
Like, how could it do justice to, like, the Black community if, like, you can't really depict, like, exactly what was going on back then, you know?
It could be not a cartoon or fantastical representation of it, you know? So that's...
See what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. very, like, it feels very, like
non-authentic.
Like a fairy, yeah. It yeah. just felt like, even the cover of the film, like, the poster for it looked like a comic book film. Like,
right.
It was like, okay, well, this is a very deep issue, but let's move on, because I talked a lot. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about... my counter argument. So I said that the film does have a fair and realistic depiction of slavery, and I got that from like specific examples in the film. So basically, like in the film, the Blacks, they were like treated as slaves, and as you guys know, like some, you know, factors of slaves, you know, they're Black, you know, they're ugly, illiterate, aggressive, and this was shown in some of the actors and in the film. So the first film was when the Blacks, they were locked in the cage, in the back of the horse. I think this was towards the end of the film. They were basically like, you know, locked in like a cage, you know, representing themselves or representing the Black people as animals. So yeah, that's the first one. The second one was, it was Django when he was reading, it was a flyer of a wanted man. And he was like kind of stuttering, which is, I don't know, it was kind of like interesting to me because... they basically like made, you know, the main character of the film illiterate, even though like he was, you know, freed with by the help of Dr. Schultz. So that was kind of interesting to me. And the third scene, it was when they first met Calvin. It was like, you know, in this nice room, and it was like two like big, strong Black people fighting, and it was kind of interesting to me because, like, you know, they're not gonna like have you know, two white people fighting, because, you know, they don't want that to you know seem as in, you know, the white people are like, you know, aggressive, you know, illiterate, etc., etc. And the last scene was when they're teasing one of the Black actors. That was when he was up on the trees, and he was getting like, you know, like barked by I think 3 dogs, and they were basically like, if the white people weren't gonna, like, you know, take off their hands with the leash of the dog, then they're gonna basically kill him. But they're also like teasing him with the word reimburse, because they took away the dogs and they let the Calvin let the black guy come down, and he was basically on his knees, you know, begging for like, you know, forgiveness and stuff like that. And after that, Calvin, you know, he was like, oh, do you know what reimburse mean? So basically he was teasing him because he didn't know what the, you know, what the word meant. So basically they're showing that he was illiterate. So those are like, you know, four things that I found that were interesting.
Okay, just kind of quickly want to add to that before we play the scene. This is something that Nichols mentioned in the book, the idea of racist characters like Uncle Tom. So yeah, that's also like goes on with the illiteracy, and how Samuel L. Jackson, who plays Stephen or Stefan, he appears as an obedient Uncle Tom. Like, yeah, that's the stereotype that he put. But if we could just play the scene now so we can... Okay, so this scene was called "I Like the Way You Die, Boy." So in this scene, it was a very purgative moment. Sorry, as Django, played by Jamie Foxx, whips his past master with rage and crucifixion. The expressions on his face shows all the hate being unleashed, and eventually murders him and shoots him using phrases that's been used on him when he was a former slave.
Okay, so for this scene, I chose to analyze the part of it talking about the visuals it presented. So in this scene, when Jamie has the gun in his hand and shoots his former slave owner in the chest, and the camera, it kind of like quickly like flashes to there's two slaves in the house upstairs, and it just flashes to them, and like you see their faces, they're just like in shock. And their faces, they're in shock, and I think that that's a key for the scene, because it just shows like how, you know, like back then, like in times of slavery, like killing your master, like that definitely wasn't something common, you know what I mean? Like the people, like, and then it flashed right back to Jamie, and he's like, "I like the way you die, boy," which is kind of ironic, because that same guy, when he was whipping Jamie's wife, Django says, he says to Jamie, "I like the way you beg." So I just thought that was interesting. Like, he kind of got like revenge on him, and like it was kind of shocking to me.
So yeah, we just wanted to relate this quickly to 12 Years a Slave. So if you don't know 12 Years a Slave, it's just about a slave who's been kidnapped and sold into slavery for 12 years, and the 12th year he becomes free. But this film doesn't illustrate the idea that masculinity is the answer to slavery. It portrays it as a systematic wrongdoing and the honesty about slavery. It doesn't have uncalled for romanticism like Django Unchained does. It is not fantastical. And I just want to say about this scene is Tarantino's depiction of black men as being battered and tormented in a renowned and unprovoked way further proves that, no, it's not proper depiction. The film overall presents the themes of freedom, performance, and vengeance. And that is, we'll play the ending song now. Thank you guys for listening.
Felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders.